Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And you now have 24 days or four more weekends to do your taxes or file for an extension. The deadline is Monday, April 18th this year, by the way. So today is part of our Money You series designed to help you make more informed decisions about your money. We're going to talk about what you should think about when deciding how to do your taxes this year. How do you choose the right tax preparer? Should you be wary of those firms altogether? When should you do your taxes yourself? Should you use those online tax prep services? When should you pay for tax software? Should you file online? Joining me now to go through some of the options and hopefully help you decide which is best for you is Toby Stanger, Senior Editor for Consumer Reports Money. Toby, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And listeners, your questions about tax prep at 212-433-WNYC. Phones are open right now for Toby Stanger, 212-433-9692 for your questions about tax prep. This is not about whether you can take a certain deduction or that kind of thing. We're talking about tax prep and your options for how you'll do your taxes this year, 212-433-9692. So, Toby, there's the free do-it-yourself way or a collection of ways. There's the old-fashioned way where you get the paper forms and use a pen, but fewer people do that these days. How do you choose the right free online option for you, let's say paper 1040 versus online filing?
Well, I think what a lot of people may not realize is that they may be eligible for the IRS's free file, which enables you to use a tax prep software like TurboTax or H&R Block online, H&R Block at home. You can use them free and file free, and about 70% of taxpayers are eligible. You can't have an adjusted gross income of more than $58,000. But that still makes a lot of people eligible, and those services are worth trying.
Do you like these software packages? Have you compared them? Complete Tax, H&R Block at Home, mm-hmm. Tax Act, TurboTax. These are free online tax prep software packages mm-hmm. for the people you just mentioned.
I have tried a few of them, and I think they're all pretty good. They have a guided tour, so they ask the questions that apply to you. Mm-hmm. You answer some questions, and they guide you through. They have this cool little pop-up window that shows you what your refund is going to be, or you know what you're going to have to pay.
My computer blocks pop-up windows. Just kidding.
What's that?
I said my computer blocks pop-up windows, but I was just kidding.
No, it's not a pop-up window, but it's like a counter.
Right.
All of those that you mentioned are good and legitimate, and they all will do the proper calculations.
And I guess go ahead. Well, I was just going to mention that while the federal filing through those are free, you might have to pay to file state forms using those. Is that correct?
You might, and that the prices vary. Tax Act, I think, has the least expensive state filing fee. It's, I think, $15. But I have to say that the states themselves offer free filing options, and New York State in particular has a partnership with IRS Free File. So if you have mm-hmm. adjusted gross income of $58,000 or less, you can do everything for free. You can uh-huh. do your federal, and you can use a software product that New York State suggests, and do everything for free.
So we should mention that
I did it with somebody.
We should mention that New Jersey and Connecticut don't participate in that program. Are there other free options for those states?
Yes, you can go directly to those states, and you can put your you can plug in your state information and file free. But it doesn't. The beauty of the New York one is, I did this with a friend the other day. You type in your you do your New York state, and then it will automatically, if you're using the proper software. We used H&R Block at home, which is what coordinated with her needs. It will flow directly through into your New York State tax form, and it's just very simple.
David in New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, David. What's your question?
Hello?
Hi, David. What's your question?
I have a 1099 and a W-2, and last year I filed through H&R Block the building service, and it cost me about $400. I'm wondering if I should just use the TurboTax this year. I mean, it's pretty simple. It just looked like the H&R Block rep was doing pretty much what I could do at home.
Toby?
I think you've got a good idea there. It's worth trying. Here's the thing to know. You don't have to pay anything until you're ready to file. So you can try these software products out. When I did it with a friend who had similar forms to what you're describing, it took about an hour for several different products. So it's worth trying. It's a little daunting at first, but you get used to it. And, you could save a lot of money.
Toby Stanger from Consumer Reports Money, our latest guest in our Money You series, talking about tax prep options. And if you're going to use a preparer, you have a list of questions to ask when you're shopping around for a tax preparer, like what kinds of clients do you normally work with? Look for a preparer with clients similar to you. What are your credentials? Do you have a federal preparer tax ID number? Can you give me a price quote? Do you provide audit help? Let's go through a couple of those. Why would you look for a preparer with clients similar to you?
Because they're going to know your needs. They're going to know the right questions. If you have a small business, for example, they're going to know the questions to ask. In fact, someone with a small business, I would not recommend that they use the tax prep software. I do recommend you go to a person.
There are people who tend to do people in certain industries, right? Small business is a very general category. Maybe there are people who do this kind of small business and that kind of small business who really know the ins and outs of the deductions, yes?
Sure. I would think, if you were in the performing arts, you might want to go to somebody who deals with members of the performing arts, for example, or freelance writers, say.
Uh-huh.
I also recommend that you – yeah, go ahead.
go ahead. What do you also recommend?
I also recommend that you look for someone with experience. You look for 7 to 10 years experience, because that would reflect at least one business cycle so that they've seen all the different things that can happen in different economic climates.
And when you say you should ask for a preparer's credentials, what is the proper credential?
Well, I think that they should at least
CPA?
Well, no, they don't have to be a CPA, but being an enrolled agent is very useful. That's somebody who has had experience with the IRS and has to pass a test. Unfortunately, there are only three states that require actual tax prep licenses, but you do have to have something called a federal preparer tax identification number, and if your preparer doesn't have that, I would stay away.
Raul in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Raul.
Hi, good morning. I have a quick comment/question. I used the TurboTax free form last year, and I had a tax accountant that had done my taxes for like 10 years, and I decided to do it at home this time, and I plugged in the numbers, and it was supposed to give me $800 refund. I still decided to use my tax accountant because it didn't seem right, and even though I paid $150 fee, I gave him exact numbers, exactly the same numbers I put in TurboTax, and he got me a $1,400 refund, twice as much. Why is that? It shouldn't be almost the same. These people advertise themselves as like, you don't need a tax accountant, you don't need to pay for this, blah, 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 but then next thing I know, I'm getting twice as much from my CPA.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to say what your exact experience is. Our general view is that for the online tax prep software and the stuff you can buy in the store, it's really for people who have very simple situations. If you have a business, a freelance business or something, you probably need to go to a preparer. I don't know if that was your
right.
situation.
So, Raul, in one case... Yeah. Did you itemize deductions and the other case not?
No, in fact, actually, I'm very simple. I don't have any major deductions or anything. It's just I do have some, because I have a job that requires me to wear suits and things like that, and especially shoes. Mm-hmm. And so there were certain specifics that I could use that as a business expense deduction. I don't know if that was the big difference, but it was just amazing to see exactly the same numbers and a completely different type of refund.
Well, thank you.
I'm surprised by that, actually, because TurboTax does ask those questions. So I don't know the specifics. But I'm glad you did better with the individual.
Mindy in Bronxville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, good morning. I'm wondering, I just went to an accountant for the first time yesterday, and he was more interested in selling financial services than in asking me questions about my tax situation.
Huh. You mean selling your services other than, in addition to, tax prep?
Yes, financial services for investment. And I was wondering if this has happened to me several times.
Is it improper, Toby?
I don't know if it's improper, but I don't like it. Yeah. I think when somebody does that, I would head out the door. How did you find this person?
Mindy, how did you find the person?
He was not terribly interested in my particular situation.
No, did a friend refer you? How did you come up with him?
This is a large firm that advertises, on Metro North and that I'm familiar with.
Aha. So what about ones that you get not through a referral but through mass advertising? Is that something to be wary of in general?
I can't really say, but I would say, as soon as they start with that pitch, I would say, we're really here to discuss my taxes. And if they persist, I would leave. I think it does help sometimes to have somebody like you recommend someone. I will also say that there have been studies that have found that the larger firms actually charge on average a little bit more. The National Society of Accountants found that solo tax preparers charge an average of $217 for a federal form, 1040 and a Schedule A, and the larger firms charge $245. So sometimes being with somebody smaller might be better.
Yeah, and you gave us the range there, so now people know what to look for in general. A couple of other free options. Carolyn, who we're not going to have time to take, from Hawthorne, New Jersey, calling in to say local libraries offer some free services. And 40% of taxpayers file the simple 1040EZ or 1040A. And H&R Block offers free prep of the 1040EZ in its storefronts, right?
Yes, and the library thing that was mentioned, that is, these are volunteer people who are trained by AARP often.
Uh-huh.
It's a special program. They are given special, they may not be CPAs or enrolled agents, but they know how to prepare forms, and it's specifically for people with lower to mid-income and seniors.
So we're just about out of time. Just tell me one thing. Do you need to report your winnings if you win your March Madness bracket? Toby Stanger.
No comment.
Toby Stanger, senior editor for Consumer Reports Money, ending with no comment. Thank you very much. This has been really informative in our Money U series. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.